ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media Station.
Sounds fascinating.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hot. What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray. It is The Usual Suspects on a Thursday from Twin Peaks on 290, where you can stop by and see us. You can sign up for the ESPN 97.5 Super Bowl Squares, where you have a chance to win some great prizes. And, of course, you have a chance to win a $250 gift card to Twin Peaks for Super Bowl Sunday at any of the Twin Peaks locations. You can throw your own Super Bowl party, and you get a nice head start on paying the tab with $250 just for being a part of the shows today. Barry's here. I'm here. Nick's back at the studio. Clarence is here. We appreciate a sighting of Clarence, healthy, and I won't say happy, but knowing that he has survived everything that we have spoken about his beloved Saints. And with that being said, we have still plenty of football to discuss. We'll make our picks tomorrow, correct?
Yes, we will make our picks tomorrow.
Okay.
I was looking at some of the prop bets.
Yep.
And I know you guys covered this a little bit Friday while I was out.
Not really. Just touched on a few of the kind of NBA crossovers.
For prop bets?
Yeah, just touched on the fact that it's kind of unique that Harden, Harden versus like completions for Jared Goff.
Oh.
Harden points and just kind of the crazy.
Because this was kind of crazy. I didn't realize some of the things that they have, like, what will Gladys Knight wear? I'm sorry. I'm not, unless you've got inside information that you work in her camp, which, how do you control that?
That's my question. You're right. Cody and I did speak about this briefly because I said, look, like in the case of the NBA, I know Tony, the equipment manager for the Rockets.
Uh-huh.
If they did the Gatorade thing,
uh-huh,
I'd be like, Tone, come on, man. I'll slide you a few. Because you can't do it because gambling is illegal in the NBA. But you're right.
You
some
know
of these.
Exactly. Will Gladys Knight kneel during the anthem?
Oh, stop it.
I don't. I mean, it's plus 150 for yes. No is minus 120. That's not crazy odds that she does or doesn't kneel.
See, that would worry me that someone knows something that I don't. Otherwise,
yeah,
it really does seem like a no-brainer to bet that if she's doing it for the Super Bowl and the NFL, she ain't going to kneel.
Yeah, it talks about kneeling. Who will be shown first during the anthem, Belichick or McVay?
Belichick.
You think so? I think so, too. Let's see some other prop bets.
In fact,
will any performer fall down? Yes is a plus 500. No is a minus 900.
Yeah, no.
I would take no, but that's not a good action right there.
No. I would bet that they show Brady before they show Belichick or McVay.
Well, that's not a prop bet, though.
I know, but I'm just saying when you think about how the network's going and how they're riding the goat this whole week.
Right. So here's your liquid poured on the winning coach colors. Clear plus 250. Yellow plus 300, red plus 600, blue plus 400, purple plus 900, green plus 700, and orange plus 400. Got a hunch?
Blue and 400.
You're going to go blue?
Yeah.
At four, plus 400?
Yeah.
I think I'll go red plus 600. I like that value.
Because you like the Patriots.
Will there be a flea flicker? No. Although I could see. Well,
New England has tried them a couple lately.
Yeah. But it's no is a minus 700. Not good value. So, yes, at plus 400, pretty good value.
Yeah, okay.
Not bad at all. Who will MVP mention first in their speech? You ready?
Yeah.
God at plus 300. Their teammates at plus 200. Their coach at 600, plus 600. The owner at plus 750. The fans at plus 1,000. The refs at plus 5,000. Family at plus 600 or none of the above at plus 400.
God.
I think refs at plus 5,000 is a ridiculous value.
Yeah.
Like, you're not, it's never going to happen. They're not going to do that first. They're not going to, that'll be a question that comes later.
Oh, no. I'll give you one guy that could do it.
Oh.
Because he doesn't give a rat's
Gronk.
Ass. Yes. Gronk would come up right from the get-go and go, I just
but Gronk ain't winning the MVP.
You don't know that.
It's going to be if this MVP is going to be two people.
Brady or Edelman?
Brady or Goff.
I'm talking about for each team. So I thought you had two for the Patriots.
No. Yeah. I think his MVP is – unless you've got some – like unless Aaron Donald gets, you know, seven sacks or something like that. I feel like with the offenses and the fact that the Patriots are who the Patriots are.
If Gurley didn't play so bad last week, I would say – or 2 weeks ago, I would say he's got a chance because of all he can do.
Yeah. But I think on this, I would probably – I'd take God at plus 300.
That's where I'm at.
It's good value on the big guy.
Yeah.
Will the points record be broken? Plus 425 for yes, minus 800 for no.
What is the record?
It doesn't say.
Because the over-unders are already in the 50s, and they're saying that's about as high as it's been for a Super Bowl in a long time, if maybe ever.
Here, so, I'm keep going. 96. 96 was the most.
Okay.
It was 51-45. That was the Cardinals defeating the Packers.
Wow.
Yeah. 29-2010.
No, not a Super Bowl.
The highest? Oh, that was a
that
playoff,
was a playoff
game.
Game.
That's my bad.
That was
that's
a playoff
game. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, because those two guys didn't play
yeah,
in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, that's my bad. Where did it go? I read on down there. I'll have to find it.
Yeah, because the over-under, they said in the 50s, is pretty high. But realistically, that's not a stretch for the Rams to score 30 points. It's just if New England's going to go ball control and try and slow it down and run it a lot, if they're effective, then you're not going to have a high-scoring game.
Most points in a game, 55.
And the over-unders right now, right, hovering around like 54.5, I think I saw.
Is it?
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to
see. All right, keep it going here. There's a couple more. Will CBS show the Saints-Rams pass interference? Yes is plus 200.
Multiple times.
Yes is plus 200. No is minus 300.
Yes, and multiple times.
I'm all over that yes.
Yep.
Gisele Bündchen shown on live broadcast, over-under 1.5 times. You taking the over or the under? At 1.5.
Depends on if they win or not. I'm going to take the under. Because she normally
I'm taking the over.
I'm taking the under because she's normally in a suite that's hard to find.
They'll find her.
Okay.
It's Tom Brady. They're finding her.
If they lose and crap the bed, they ain't finding her. They might find her in the
I mean, it could still be one of those things where they're like, well, at least he's got a hot wife.
I'd find her in the concourse when she starts cussing out all the Rams fans, giving her a hard time.
Somebody said, will they mention the Belichick-McVay age gap? Yes is minus 200, no plus 150.
I think they will. Because he's the youngest coach
right.
in the history of the Super Bowl era. And because this is really weird. Did you hear this? That Belichick and McVay have been texting each other all year?
I saw something about that, yeah.
That's just weird.
That is strange.
And if I'm McVay, why are you – I mean, not to a coach that's currently in the league – that's good enough that you might see it at the end of the year?
Sure.
You don't
talk to anybody outside of our station?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, if you knew...
But I'm just, I mean, that's the same thing, right?
No, because you're
competitors.
Not... competitors? Kind of, yeah, but...
I exchange texts and messages and stuff with like guys like Paul Gallant, and Shawnee and I, Sean from 610 Pendergast, are friends on Facebook and congratulate each other on certain things.
Yeah,
I mean,
me too, with both those guys.
I could see where, you know, you have just discussions with your peers.
Okay. I just think it's different when you're talking about sports, and especially with this big time. And especially because of the fact that you think if Belichick's trying to get secrets or trying to get tips on what to do offensively from a mind like McVay, I don't want to tip this guy off if there's a chance I could see him at the end of the year.
Sean McVay's too smart to be given – and Bill Belichick is too established to be getting tips from Sean McVay.
I don't think this is more
a conversation.
I think Belichick's open to whatever way he can make sure he's getting his team better.
We're not talking to other radio guys and, hey, you know, have you thought about maybe opening your segments? It's all about, like, other stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I hear you. That's why I say it's different than football. But I wouldn't be giving anything to Belichick. I just wouldn't. But then I've already established I'm not a huge fan of the Patriots. So.
Yeah, exactly. When is this? So tonight is the Deion 30 for 30?
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
Man, they were showing the top 10 highlights this morning. You forget how dynamic he was. Also, what a stupid-ass dance that was at his end zone celebration. I hated it. But you forget
Everybody does the one hand over the one ear
the
and
run,
high-stepping.
Yeah.
But you're right. The one that he's known more for, he did more often, was the dance once he got in the end zone.
Right. But I might have to watch it tonight. I'm not a big 30 for 30 guy, and I know I should be. I still have the – what's the one on Bobby Knight?
That was great.
I have that one recorded. I still haven't watched it.
It's worth it.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, I've
told you that.
I don't know. I'm catching up on stuff like Crashing and you don't watch a lot of Netflix, huh? The Ted Bundy tapes.
Wow.
On Netflix?
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
I would watch that.
So I'm halfway through, and it's been out for a while, so I don't feel like it's a spoiler alert thing. But they start talking to Ted Bundy, right? And this guy is trying to write a book, and he promises people, hey, I can get a lot of information out of him. He said, he'll talk to me. And they're like, all right, but we need him to, like, basically say what happened. And so right. He tries to go there and starts talking to Ted Bundy, and Bundy's like, oh, I'm going to tell you why I'm being framed. Like, I didn't do this. I'm being framed, and I'm being set up. And so they're meeting, and weeks go by, and he's not giving this guy anything. And so the guy's like, man, how can I get this information out of him? So he tries something different. He says, you know what? You know psychology. You've studied it. You've done this. Maybe talk about it. Like, put yourself in that person's position that did do it and talk about it from a psychological perspective, what maybe was going through his head and why he did what he did. And he said, literally, he says, as soon as he says that, Ted Bundy grabs his tape recorder, holds it to his chest, leans back, and just lets it go.
Really?
And, dude, the stuff that he says is so creepy and so, like, Norris, like, she said somebody watched it and told her, don't watch it alone. It'll freak you out. Like, it's scary.
Wow.
And we're two episodes into the four. It's fascinating, man.
That's
fascinating.
I would watch that.
He's a guy that, like, he tells you, he's like, I'm not an animal. Like, bro, do you know how many people you killed?
Yeah.
It's just amazing, man. It's pretty interesting. If you have the opportunity to watch it, I highly recommend it.
I forget who said it, but the other thing on the Dion thing is, people, I forgot that he tried to play a playoff game for the Braves and a football game right. And then another game, and someone came out this morning and said he screwed the Braves royally by doing that.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, a couple of good things to check out on TV, the Ted Bundy thing and the Deion Sanders thing. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with a whole lot more. It's The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, nothing like good timing at The Usual Suspects on the Twin Peaks right here on 290. Fred's already in the house. AJ will be here shortly, I'm sure, and the Blitz will be taking you all the way till 7 o'clock. We'll take you up till 4. Having a lot of fun. The promotional team is here, giving away a lot of goodies, and you get a chance to get Super Bowl squares with a chance to win a $250 gift card for Super Bowl Sunday to use here at a Twin Peaks location of your choice. Very cool stuff. Having some fun with Barry. Talking a lot of different sports and things.
Yes.
Yes, I told you. And when you were talking about the documentaries and things, Kyrie Irving has just signed a movie deal to produce and possibly star in a horror film.
That's weird.
Centered around the haunted hotel in Oklahoma City that all the teams stay at, that certain players on certain teams refuse to stay at. And Laura Rutledge on Get Up said that she had an instance where she stayed at that hotel and she had a glass lotion container on the nightstand. That's a whole separate topic.
Sure, sure, right? Sure.
But she said she
I'm sure this has happened to me when my wife's not home.
Exactly. She was 10 feet or more away from it all by herself in the room, and it suddenly smashed on the floor.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times my wife will be out of town and her lotion just disappears. I'm like, our house is haunted. It's definitely haunted. We have a ghost using all of your lotion while you're gone. Totally.
And
don't look at the internet bill.
Now, I will say this.
Because he does that too.
Yeah. But it doesn't say exactly what right. You were looking at. With the Rockets and all the years that we stayed there, I never had an issue. But, like, I know for one, our Spanish announcer for the Rockets had several occasions where he was sleeping in bed and he swears that there was a ghost in the room that was basically trying to communicate with him. He said another two times, someone was trying to open his door. You could hear it. Clicking.
Really?
Open, 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 open.
I wonder if they do that like, no, that's not a hooker. That's a ghost. I don't have a whore in here. That's a ghost.
The third time he
what?
Heard the door knob keep going,
yeah.
He jumped out of bed real quick and wanted to dispel the rumor and threw the door open, and a lady went, oh, sorry, wrong room. So there was some truth, but maybe also some fallacy to the whole thing.
Somebody said they're going to watch Ted Bundy tonight. Yeah, it's really good. It's definitely good. AT&T had a question on prop bets. Okay. Barry, what's the over-under on how much weight you'll gain during the Super Bowl? And he also added, I'm taking the over, whatever it is. I hate you. All texting, no tweeting. I hate you so much.
AT&T.
I hope you lose your internet. Somebody else texted about the Ted Bundy thing. They said that Ted Bundy documentary was awesome. He really changed the FBI point of views and mindset of killers like him. I think they based the movie Red Dragon with Anthony Hopkins after him and Dahmer. So, wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, for all the wrong reasons, just like you're saying, you don't want to remember a playoff game for a bad call.
Right.
You don't want to remember being from Milwaukee when you know that Jeffrey Dahmer is.
Yeah.
And I told you there was another one back in the day, the guy that used to make lampshades and things
out
of people.
That's just so weird.
Ed Gein was his name. Yeah, there's some creepy people from the serial killer world in Wisconsin. So don't piss me off too much because I could just go off the handles. You never know.
By the way, Josh Rapp.
Yes.
You talking about Kyrie and the scary movie. He tweets out, yeah, this is also a movie coming out from the guy who thinks the earth is flat. Totally agreed, Josh Rapp.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going
to
be
put him next to Steph Curry, and Steph doesn't believe that we ever went to the moon. So, yeah, we've got some real rocket science in the NBA sometimes.
Some genius basketball players.
No question about it. So, I'm just looking at it. Nothing big in baseball other than what we covered. Rockets don't play till tomorrow night. They're in Denver starting a big four-game swing. This is going to be interesting because they've got back-to-back. They've got Denver. Still one of the top four teams.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got a back-to-back in Utah the following night, which is arguably the two worst cities you could possibly have a back-to-back included in, and you get both of them. Denver's airport's like an hour away from Denver. And then Utah is the worst city to get in and out of for back-to-backs. What do you think the Rockets can do?
An older team that's been banged up? I don't know. I think James Harden probably needs some rest. This might be a good time to go.
You can take a split. You take it
right
now.
I would take a split, absolutely.
Because 0-2 is a possibility.
Oh, yeah, definitely a possibility. I would definitely take a split. They got to be looking forward to that Phoenix game thinking, well, if we can split to those two and get to that, we'll be in good shape.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Baker Mayfield has already come out in football. By the way, non-Super Bowl news, said that Freddie Kitchens was his choice all along as head coach. He's happy.
Okay.
But I had it on the rundown yesterday, but a really bizarre story about how screwed up the Cleveland Browns front office was. Mm-hmm. Cam Jordan, obviously great defensive lineman for the Saints. He was on Radio Row and talking about some stories, and they said, you know, they were talking about the Baker story and some Browns issues, and he goes, you know how screwed up they were at one point? He was drafted high in the draft. He knew where he was going. He had his deal with the Saints already lined up, and he's driving in the car, and the phone rings. And it's the Cleveland Browns. And they said, hey, man, just to let you know, we're going to take you. He's like, what? He's like, no, I'm good, bro. Everything's good. He goes, no, seriously, we're going to take you. We'll start talking about signing. He goes, you want to give me a second signing bonus and anything you want? Well, Cam Jordan, they drafted a tight end named Jordan Cameron, and they got the wrong phone number, and they decided to call Cam Jordan and tell him that they were taking him instead of the guy that they had to take, the tight end, Cameron Jordan.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. And I think we have the audio of him telling the story.
Were you ever confused with Jordan Cameron?
When we got drafted, I got drafted in the first round. He got drafted in the what round?
Fourth.
The Browns called me while I was chilling with my D-line coach, Bill Johnson, at the time, who's going to the Super Bowl this year. Great job, Bill. We were driving from the airport, and I got a call from the Browns, called down. They're like, hey, we're about to select you. And I was like, I mean, I'm good, actually. I think I've already been selected. But if you want to send that check, I'll take that.
Okay, so you had already been taken in the first round, so this was the next day.
Right.
And you were going to get drafted by the Browns.
No.
Hilarious.
Unbelievable. But that's when you had the baseball guy running the front office, the football operations for the Cleveland Browns.
That is embarrassing. Lenny, your Browns need to get it together. That is absolutely embarrassing. Boy.
Well, if their owner gets involved, anything's possible to screw it up again. But at least they got John Dorsey, Alonzo Highsmith, and some real football guys in the front office.
Yeah. I saw this article about Lincoln Riley getting a raise.
Yep.
Made $4.8 million last year. Got a bump. Now he's at $6
million. Yep.
On top of that, he'll receive an annual $700,000 stay bonus for each year he remains with the Sooners, in addition to $150,000 in annual bumps through 2023. So the $6 million puts him ahead of Tom Herman,
okay,
Mike Gundy,
okay,
and some other folks. It surprised me, though, that Mike Gundy, for as long as he's been with the Oklahoma State program, that he doesn't make more.
And because he works with a T. Boone Pickens, who has all the money,
all the money in the world,
and has been a big supporter
loves
of his.
Loves Gundy. Yep. Gundy, you know, he's beloved there because of where he's got that program,
yep,
the prominence that they've been at. I was surprised. I wasn't so surprised that Herman's only getting $5.5 million at an institution like Texas, even though it's bigger and they have the deep pockets. But I think he's got to earn, you know, the upper echelon pay like Saban and Meyer, Harbaugh, and
no doubt. But
Fisher,
let me ask you this: how old is Lincoln Riley?
Young dude.
Right. So I'm staying. The NFL can wait, because you know what? You think about job security. From a recruiting standpoint, you had the last two Heisman Trophy winners, so quarterbacks are going to want to come there. Obviously, Jalen Hurts is going to go there next year,
right,
and keep you afloat. But from a recruiting standpoint, you're good. You're the only game in town. You've got one of the top facilities in the country. And you're getting a $700,000 extra bonus every year you decide to stay. I'm staying for a couple of years.
Yeah, I'm good.
At six a year?
Especially six, because that's – so he's tied with Dan Mullen. And, I mean, the list of – there's seven people ahead of him in college football that make more money than him. And that list is Saban, Meyer, Harbaugh, Jimbo Fisher, Gus Malzahn, Kirby Smart, and Dabo Sweeney. And he would be making what Dan Mullen makes at Florida.
I'm staying, because you know
I'm
what?
I'm good.
His resume isn't like those guys yet.
No.
Yeah. No doubt about it. All right, hey, we got 30 minutes still to go on the show, so we're going to take a quick break, come back, take you up till 4 o'clock. Blitz will take you till 7. Hey, we're at the 290 location of Twin Peaks. Stop by and see us if you get a chance. It's The Usual Suspect.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Guys, the weight loss challenge is off to a fantastic start, but don't lose sight of your goals. The fitness journey is long, and it's not easy. And you do it with a friend, you do it with us, and we're going to help. We're going to give you updates and tips and interviews and a whole lot more for the 2019 Weight Loss Challenge. It's all brought to you by Vortex Texas and Breathe More Training Centers, along with the Houstonian. And if you stay the course, if you stay in there, hang in there, keep fighting and try to lose that weight, you might be a winner of one of the staycations that we have available. Will you be the greatest loser and the biggest winner in your division? Man, you got to stay the course. You got to do it. You can log on to ESPN975.com and get more information on what the staycation is, what it's all about. But I want you guys to win it, man. So keep struggling, keep fighting. I know it's difficult. I know. But you can do it, man, and we're going to have tips and information for you throughout the Weight Loss Challenge to help you try and win that staycation. Are you looking at my Butterfinger?
I'm looking at your completed Butterfinger wrapper.
That was not my fault.
Really? Whose fault might that be?
I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus for bringing me candy.
But they didn't force you to eat it.
Well, if you put it in front of me, it's
see
probably going to get eaten if it's candy. Or ice cream. Yeah, I had to specify because I know.
Yeah, you absolutely did.
I had to.
Hey, I know you love to hear these kind of things.
Okay.
But David Bakhtiari, the all-pro left tackle of the Packers, has come out and said that the Packers not only needed a coaching change, they were so complacent in the locker room, they need a dose of fear.
Oh?
He said that from accountability to guys being late for the plane and everybody just saying, hey, they'll get here when they get here and then we'll go with no fines. No enforcement of any of the deal. He's saying that it was a mess. It continues to be a mess. and that something needed to be done, and that they hopefully the new coach, Matt LaFleur, is going to be the guy that cleans it all up, because they said under Mike McCarthy it was a joke.
Wow, that surprises me, because you feel like, okay, you're all professionals. I'll treat you like you're grown-ass men and professionals and not have to. But then I wonder why. You always hear about, oh, well, he lost the locker room. He lost. Is it because – because sometimes you can lose the locker room when people don't respect you. They stop listening to you. But sometimes you can lose the locker room if you're too nice, which sounds like that's kind of what McCarthy's thing was.
And Bakhtiari, like I said, he's all pro.
Yeah.
And he says there needs to be – for fear, guys have to have fear across the board that, hey, your job's consistently judged and based on your performance, and you have to do it because it's a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately leak. That's the NFL. On top of that, I know you're going to think this is weird, but Jeff Janis, who was a receiver for the Packers, and he was with the Browns last year, he was doing a podcast, and I happened to see it on Twitter, and so I checked in on it, and he said it was so bad that in the locker room, not only was Rodgers changing plays that came in from the sidelines, but he said he called every route that the receivers were supposed to run archaic, and that to a man, after they saw Rodgers and others completely with body language and reactions to anything that McCarthy did, he realized this is the right move from Green Bay, and it should have already been done, but this is what had to be done, because basically he said there was absolutely no control from the management or the coaching staff.
That's crazy, man. That's it's also kind of interesting, because there's a point in that kind of relationship where that split occurs, right? Because forever McCarthy and Rodgers were joined at the hip.
Right?
Yeah, you were like, hey, you're going to get me there. I'm going to get you there. We're going to do this together. Let's row in the same direction. And then at some point, what happens in the mind of the quarterback where he's like, yeah, this guy sucks now. I don't. And if you're McCarthy, why aren't you trying to grow and get younger and not younger? I should say
more innovative. And
right. Your thinking is more progressive, younger.
Right.
You got to look at it through with a fresh set of eyes, so to speak.
Well, you've got a guy that you can pull
different.
Off anything you want to try.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing to me. That's why you have to give, as much as whether you like the Patriots or hate the Patriots, you have to give them so much credit, because whether it's a marriage or a brotherhood or a coach quarterback, but the fact that those two guys have gotten over their differences with Brady's trainer and all the little things that have popped up and continued to just do what's most important, which is win.
Yeah.
And even Brady said, it's a partnership. And some people picked that apart, saying, no, you play for him. There should be a difference in the hierarchy. Not necessarily. He's Tom Brady. And if you keep him happy and you keep winning, you both are going to be top of the world.
And Joe Philbin was the OC while McCarthy was there
last year, right?
Right, but he didn't call plays, and that's the thing. One of the things about the Patriots, the way Belichick was smart, is that he went and brought Josh McDaniels back and said, let's try some younger things. Let's try some innovative things that you're doing, rather than being like, nope. We're just going to hand the ball off, run it pro style. So he was at least smart enough to recognize that he needed to get the people around him who had the ability to be more innovative. So, yeah, at a certain level, McCarthy has nobody to blame but himself if you're bringing in a guy like Philbin who you didn't give – you kind of neutered him to begin with. And I don't claim to know a lot about Joe Philbin and what kind of offenses he runs and is it innovative.
But you know what he did when he went to Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't light the world on fire in any way.
So, yeah, I think McCarthy has to look inward a little bit, too, for some blame on that. But it's just weird, man, when you see that kind of dynamic where
If you guys both could have just kept your ego in check and just and
worked with each other. Yeah,
you could have gone for a long time.
Insane.
Interesting that we have a name that popped up for us when we were talking about Texans and other receivers that might be a good fit going forward. Well, we started at the trade deadline, but DeSean Jackson's name came up.
Right.
Got a year still left on his contract in Tampa, but says that he would like to be a Ram.
Pretty much everybody would like to be a Ram right now.
Right? And the weird thing as I'm reading the story is, he said he's from around the San Francisco area, and the Niners were the rumor. And he says, I don't know about Frisco, man. State tax is crazy. That is home, though. I don't know. If anything, I'd like to be a Ram. DeSean? San Francisco and L.A. are
state
both
tax.
In California. The taxes are the same.
Wow. Yeah. I don't want to be a Niner because of the state taxes, but I'll go to the Rams. I don't want to be a Cowboy because I don't like Texas, but I could be a Texan. What?
And the other thing, here's another reason why he just doesn't seem like he'd fit with the Texans. He indicated he wants to play for a coach and a quarterback that understands the needs of a veteran player. basically he doesn't need to practice much as long as he plays on Sundays. And I'd like to think where I'd like to think where I've been able to come in my career as a professional and athlete having so much success, being a Pro Bowler and all that, that as long as I play and get the job done on Sunday and knows what it takes, that should be good.
Wow.
You think Bill O'Brien would settle for that?
Hell no. I think most people that would hear that and read that be like, oh, I'm not touching that guy.
He's always been that kind of guy anyway, but at least he's had, you know, he had that stretch where he was on top of his game and one of the premier receivers. He's not there anymore.
No.
So you just take what you can get at this point.
You wonder if a guy like Gruden looks at that and goes, I could deal with him. He would respect me. I could let him sit out because Gruden strikes me as the kind of coach that's going to be like, he's a veteran. He doesn't need to practice. I've been
like
around long enough.
That guy played for the Buccaneers. I like that guy, and that guy could have replaced this Cooper guy that we got rid of. Let's bring him in.
I could see a guy like Gruden giving him a shot.
But, again, people forget he's got a year left.
Yeah.
So he's not a free agent. He's not, like, an impending guy that everybody's going to be after. So this is more than a year away, and yet he's talking about where he's going to play next year. Chief, you got a contract.
Yeah, that's not good.
Not a good look at all. So
I was trying to pull up this contract. $10 mil.
I was going to say in the 10-11 range is what I remember mil. Seeing.
Woo. That's a lot of money for a dude that doesn't want to be there and really probably shouldn't be there. Josh Rapp in the house.
Yep, the Rap Master is
What's
here.
What's up, Josh?
I will definitely give him his props, even though he was hoping that my treadmill actually stopped quickly and threw me over the handlebars.
A lot of us did.
Oh, that was nice.
The wide neck guy.
Yeah.
Arrested again.
Yeah. Neck even bigger.
I don't know how that's possible, but it made me click on his Instagram link. 1.3 million followers for the wide neck guy.
Yeah, I told you, he needs to be on the podcast.
Well, yeah, I'm going to reach out right now. Like during this break, I'm going to email him. So I'm looking at his bio on Instagram.
Yeah.
He's the CEO of the Wide Neck Gang. And next to that is just a shrimp. I don't know what the shrimp is for, but his business email is shrimpgangbookings@gmail.com. That's his, and then he's got a management team, and I'm just wow.
You better get him quick because he got arrested again, so he may be going away.
I know.
A lot of time, but access.
I wonder
internet.
If his one call from the clink
Could
would be.
Yeah.
And then you click he's selling shirts at Shirt Bananas, and you can buy a free wide neck shirt.
Hey, dude, if he moves up
$35.
To koozies, if he gets koozies too.
Wait a minute. So they've got – here's the shirt you can buy from the wide neck guy on his website or on this website. Free wide neck. You can buy All Necks Matter, Neck the Halls, and you can get an All Necks Matter hoodie. Why are none of these available in a turtleneck?
Good call.
Come on, guys. Get it together. I don't understand.
And if you get a koozie – instead of a wide neck, you have a long neck? I don't know. All right, hey, before we get here to the final break and turn it over to the Blitz, I do want to tell you about my good friends at Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff and his staff do a great job with the Infuse Energy people because of the fact that they are always worried about you. They're 100% honest, but like the big-name companies, you call, you're going to get a recording, you're going to have to talk to different kinds of things on the phone, pressing buttons before you actually get to what you need to get to. Here, if you call Infuse Energy at 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, you're going to get a human being. They're going to ask you as many questions as you're going to ask them because they want to know when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, is it for your business, is it for your family, and you go from there. You mentioned ESPN 97.5, $25 bill credit right off the top. And again, the process will continue. They're never going to try and screw you. They're going to be 100% honest. Therefore, if there's another company in town that can beat their rates, they're going to tell you because whether you go with them now or you go with them later, you're going to remember the fact that you went with them because you can trust them, and that's so important when you're doing business with any company at any time. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Either check them out at infuseenergy.com or give them a call, 844-INFUSE2. Infuse energy into your life.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Final segment of the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 Sports Map 94.1. We'll take you till 4. Blitz is going to take you all the way till 7. Fred and AJ in the house. So you can stop by and see them, see our great promotional marketing team, win some great prizes. And, of course, one of those is a $250 gift card for Super Bowl Sunday at any of the Twin Peaks locations. If you're looking for a place to throw your own Super Bowl party and start out with $250, stop on by today for a chance to have a party on Sunday.
So we were talking before we went to the break about the wide neck guy.
Yep.
And I didn't email him at the break like I said I would.
Yeah.
Because so AJ, like 2 weeks ago, or when I first told him about the podcast, he was asking me about some of the folks that I was going to get or who I had. And he was like, dude, you got to get the wide neck guy. And I was like, yeah, I know I need to reach out. And then I kind of, whatever, I didn't do it. And then this happened again. I was like, I need to do it. Nick Collins said, hey, Barry, I just heard the wide neck guy on the Adam 22 podcast. He's a terrible interview. So now I have to kind of like, do I want to do?
Did you reach out to him?
No, because okay. Now I have to decide because I don't want
to. Screen it. Go to the podcast. Was it Adam 22?
Yeah,
Adam
I guess I could. I have no idea. I guess I could listen to it.
Yeah, but like, maybe dude, you can bring out something that guy couldn't. Maybe your personality is more. Maybe he'll grab more attention with you than him. You never know.
That's a good point because I feel like so I just launched episode 2 last night. You can just go to the15podcast.com and find a link to it, or it's all on iTunes. All you got to do is search the 15 wherever you listen to a podcast. But I feel like the first two that we've had are really kind of energetic, and they tell their story, and it's interesting. And I just don't want somebody to be like, yeah, I got arrested. Oh, okay, and what's up with the neck? Yeah, it's big. Like, no, I want to know the story. Like, I want to know how does a dude with a big-ass neck get 1.3 million followers?
Again, because you're a world-class interviewer.
No, I appreciate that.
And you could offer up the fact that maybe he's got some jokes he's been meaning to get out there that if you like them, you could use.
I'm not telling any big neck jokes, no.
Well, but they don't all have to be centered around his neck. Maybe he knows some funny things in prison.
Now, you just made me think of a whole line of questioning that I don't. All right, maybe I'll reach out to him.
See? There you go.
So your neck is girthy. Let's talk a minute about no, never mind. I'm not doing it.
I was going to throw this at you guys. SEC fun here. A University of Florida girl was messing around on Tinder.
Yeah.
Ended up finding an Ole Miss basketball player, and by coincidence, Ole Miss was in town in Gainesville to play the Gators. So she engaged in a little texting back and forth.
Okay.
They got a little bit saucy.
Uh-oh.
Were
there nudes involved?
No nudes, but, you know, innuendo.
Okay.
All right. So they were going back and forth, and what's your number, and hey, while you're here, how long are you going to be here? Are you trying to link up tonight? Are you still up? Hey, man, I just got out of the shower.
Are you
she
still
says,
up?
I just got in with bug eyes. So they're going back and forth, and he thinks, hey, I might get lucky on this road trip. Turns out the game was the following night. She transpired and took all of the photo screen captures of the conversation, blew them up onto 8.5 by 11 paper.
Oh, these hoes ain't loyal.
And on top of that stack of papers, she put a full-color picture of him in his uniform, and then proceeded to distribute them to the entire student section at the game that night. Game won overtime. Florida won.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful.
Dude.
What happens on the tenders stays on the tenders. Don't put that business out there.
This is like Mia Khalifa, only she wins big. She really won this one big time. She got this guy good.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
So, yeah, so they actually have the picture, and it's like a whole packet of paper she passed out at the student section.
Ugh. I looked up Adam 22, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got his name is Adam Grandmason. Do you know what it says he is? He is an internet personality. I hate that. I hate that. Like, just say he's, I don't know.
Do you have a
like,
sex
what
tape?
Does he do? No. It says he's a podcast host and YouTube personality, but they also list his personality. Sounds so stupid.
Isn't that
to
what
me.
Kim Kardashian was when
just
she got
he's
her
a podcast host and a video maker or something? I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Kim K, that's how she got famous. She was an internet personality.
Ray J made her famous. Or maybe she made Ray J famous. I don't know.
I think it was a mutual thing. Mutual? Yeah, I think it was mutually agreed upon.
Okay. Speaking of that, are you a big hip-hop follower? Do you keep up with the latest and greatest?
In the current? No. No, I do not.
If I'm not mistaken, and Drew, you guys can correct me, was it the game that came out and mentioned Kim? And he talked about.
Oh, I did hear about that.
Yeah, he talked about the sex with her. And if you're Kanye, you got to be pretty upset about this. Is Kanye going to respond? Is he going to drop a? He should put Kim in the studio and let her make a diss track. That would be outrageous.
Be a top seller. Yeah.
But yeah. Apparently, the game came out and said some not so nice things about Kim Kardashian. Which who among us hasn't?
I was going to say, like, I mean, it's like reruns of the show itself. They get around. I mean, like the sex tape.
Wow.
They get around.
I had no idea that her and the game were
doing it.
I had no clue.
At the Super Bowl.
No clue.
They caught up with Juju Smith-Schuster of the Steelers. Uh-huh. And he said, we got to clean things up in the locker room. We've been too much like the Kardashians.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, there's a lot of drama.
That is pretty accurate. You can't hate on a man for telling the truth.
At least he's honest, right?
Right.
Because everybody else is trying to soft sell Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown and all of that. So,
at least he kicked the facts.
I'm with you.
Didn't run from it. I like that. I prefer to hear that.
No doubt about it. Hey, it's been fun. We've been here at Twin Peaks 290 location, and it is a great day because if it's ugly outside, regardless of the temperature, the beer's always 29 degrees. I'm looking at the sign right now. It's 29.6, 7, 8, 6, 7.
That's how much it fluctuates.
So that means, you know, the 29.7 degrees, the beer is cold, the food is hot, it's eats, drinks, scenic views. The Blitz is going to take it next. They're going to take you all the way till 7 o'clock. So stop in and see them on the way home, especially if traffic's bad and the weather's ugly. Stop in, see them, spend some time with Fred and AJ, and while you're here, sign up for the Super Bowl squares from the station.
Yeah.
You could win a $250 gift card for a Super Bowl Sunday party at any of the Twin Peaks locations.
Can we get the squares? Can we get on all that?
I don't believe we can.
Tosh, are we allowed to get on the squares? There's plenty left. I can't win?
See?
Well, this is a stupid game. I want to win. You didn't even know how the squares went, Tosh? Oh, how are you running a squares game and you don't know how that works and you're in charge of it? Drew, you're in charge now. Look at Tosh's face. I wish we were on video right now. If looks could kill, I'd be a dead man. Woo! I won't even mention Wolfies. All right, what?
Clarence is definitely in because he knows in this game there will be a definitive winner and there will be no replay review.
Oh, wow. Just shooting shots on the way out. I like it. I like it.
Hey, we've had fun. Hopefully you guys will stay tuned. The Blitz is next. For Barry, Nick, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.